Art and Science.
A radio broadcast about the European Digital Art and Science Network.
Hello and welcome to a radio broadcast about the Art and Science Network. Since its very beginning, Ars Electronica has always focused strongly on the many interrelations between art and science.
In cooperation with 7 artistic and cultural institutions, as well as CERN and ESO, European Southern Observatory, Ars Electronica launched the European Digital Art and Science Network. This is an international initiative which is offering artists the chance to spend several weeks at CERN, ESO and the Ars Electronica Future Lab. The network aims to link up scientific aspects and ideas with approaches used in digital art, fostering interdisciplinary work and intercultural exchange, as well as gaining access to new target audiences are among its declared goals. There is also strong emphasis on art's role as a catalyst in processes of social renewal. By creating images and narratives dealing with the potential risks and rewards inherent in technological and scientific development, artists exert an important influence on how our society comes to terms with these innovations.
In cooperation with the 7 European partner organizations, Ars Electronica issued 2 worldwide calls for submissions. The first call was for a residency at the European Southern Observatory, short ESO, in Chile. The second call for a residency at CERN in Geneva, Switzerland. From among the entries, the juries of top name experts selected 2 artists or artist groups to take part in the residencies. The artists which have been chosen for this residence are Maria Ignacia Edwards for ESO and also Ars Electronica Future Lab, and the artist group Semiconductor for CERN and also Ars Electronica Future Lab.
The European Southern Observatory, short ESO, is an intergovernmental organization that has its headquarters in Munich and its observing facilities in Chile. Founded in 1962, today ESO consists of many different observation facilities which helped to make a lot of important discoveries in astronomy. ESO has built and operated some of the largest and the most technologically advanced telescopes in the world. As the cradle of the World Wide Web and home of the Large Hadron Collider, which investigates the mysteries of our universe, the European Organization for Nuclear Research, CERN, is an eminent center of digital culture as well as science and technology. As an international center of excellence in these fields, it is an inspirational place for artists and designers to explore and extend their research in order to find new artistic approaches. Arts at CERN is CERN's arts program designed to make creative connections between the worlds of science, the arts, and technology. It is part of CERN's cultural policy, agreed in August 2010, which led to the creation of its flagship arts program, Collide at CERN, Artists' Residences, Creative Collisions Between the Arts and Science, in 2011. The Collide at CERN residency program is already well established and highly regarded, having run successfully for 4 years with a proven track record in transdisciplinary artistic excellence and exchange between artists and scientists.
In today's radio show, you will hear parts of a lecture by Maria Ignacia Edwards and also Fernando Camarón from ESO, and also an interview with the artist Maria Edwards. She was born in 1982 and lives in Santiago, Chile. After getting her arts bachelor degree from the University Finisterre in Santiago and her diploma in cinema art direction and photography at the University of Chile, she lived and worked in New York City from 2009 to 2012. During this time, she also did an artistic residency at the School of Visual Arts in the Lower East Side print shop. In 2012, she got an invitation from the Arts Cultural Center in Mexico to perform an individual exhibition in between within the Tamaulipas International Arts Festival. The artworks of Maria Edwards were also exhibited in Chile, Spain, USA, Argentina, Peru, and Mexico. Beyond that, she has also taken part in international fairs, Pinter Art Fair in New York, Arteba in Buenos Aires, Art Lima in Peru and Chaco in Chile. Recently, she has been awarded with the Honor Prize Art for Science, granted by the National Commission for Scientific and Technological Research in Santiago, Chile.
In the first part of today's radio broadcast, Art and Science, you will hear Maria Ignacia Edwards and Fernando Cameron from ESO.
I should like to begin by saying thank you, because this experience and the resulting work has been thanks an effect of encounters, like the name of my project. And not only of material and constructive encounters. More than anything was the encounters with great people which have opened possibilities and inspired the process itself, from person and moments to ideas and things. These are quite a few things I can forget, but never forget the moments and people that make things or events memorable. In each project that I take, and in my daily work, what I do is to start precisely from that point. First, trusting that a good first encounter will arise, and those appear, which is different to look for them. In my opinion, there is an attitude toward the unpredictable which is marked the difference between certain and go out to the encounter. Looking for an encounter requires confidence and intuition, in addition to this kind of blind faith, which is what I believe connects the work of astronomer with that of the artist, or whoever is disposed for an encounter. An opening for receiving and setting aside any fixed or preconceived idea in order to grasp what is coming, without forgetting the purpose, but always flexible. Aware, awake, and alert so as to avoid this easy seduction for anything new can discern and in front of what is appearing on the road. First of all, I must thank with whom I had the honor and pleasure of sharing the entire first stage of this great experience, Fernando Cameron, who is here, the director of ESO, who besides being a great astronomer, it was a great person. Key to the world project, with admirable sensibility and patience. He trusted on me without being altogether sure of what it was all about, accompanying and inspired my trip by observatories. He even helped collect the material for my first experiment, stopping in mid-desert in abandoned saltpeter refinery to gather part for my mobiles and even helped me take the wheelbarrow, la carretilla, on the tower of 360 telescope. He helped me everything. In every encounter with him, a great conversation, long walk, an inspiring moment of silence, while waiting for the sun to rise or fall.
Says Maria Ignacia Edwards. Fernando Cameron from European Southern Observatory, short ESO.
We are an old organization, not as old as CERN. We are 53 years old now, with a double mission of providing the member states of the organization, which is 15 at the moment, hopefully 16 soon when Brazil joins, the facilities that, world-class facilities that are required nowadays, or that were required already 50 years ago to do astronomy, for online astronomy, that individual countries in Europe couldn't afford themselves. So in order to be competitive, in particular to compete successfully, our North American brothers, we had to pool efforts to do together what we couldn't do separately. The second function is to promote collaborations in astronomy across Europe. A part of this function is promote collaborations outside astronomy across Europe, so to bring astronomy to those who may feel inspired by it and to those who can make sense of it in a different way, in which scientists could also do. We are a multi-site organization. The picture in the background is our headquarters in Munich, near Munich. And we have four sites in Chile, including three observatory sites in the middle of nowhere. And that remoteness is already a part of what ESO has to offer. We are an organization that, in order to do forefront astronomy, it has to carry out research and development in highly technological areas. Here you have a non-exhaustive list of technologies that are either developed or that ESO helps to develop or in which ESO benefits from developments around the world, including in the industry and in different research and development environments, that cover a very, very wide range of technologies. And talking about a place like Ars Electronica, many of these are familiar to many of you because you may have used them for widely different purposes than different in astronomy. It's also a place where science gets done, not only obtaining nice images like some of these, but also data that are extremely meaningful for scientists to reveal answers to questions that we have about all kinds of astronomical objects, everything going from beyond the moon in our backyard, in our solar system, all the way to the most distant regions of the universe and to the regions where structures are just beginning to form in the universe, taking into account that a telescope is like a huge time machine in which the farther we look, the farther back we see in time. So that's a movie in time. But it's also a place for inspiration. So a place where these things come together, the science, the technology, and the meaning that it all has, and where we need to go beyond the astronomers, to go to the artists, and to go to people from very different walks of life in order to answer to our questions. I'm going to try to convince you that we're in a privileged situation to trigger this inspiration, that astronomy has a privileged position in order to do this. I think it's fair to say that astronomy is intimately connected with impulses that are deeply rooted in human nature. It's a science of the universe. It's a science of everything, you know, the all of everything. Therefore, this has an inspiration power that no matter how you consider it, no matter how tiny part of the universe or aspect of the universe you are interested in, it touches you. Astronomy will have, in one way or another, more or less directly, something to do with it. It's attractive to many. You can understand astronomy. You can understand many aspects of astronomy without being an astronomer. You don't even need mathematics or physics in order to enjoy the night sky, to feel inspired by it, or to feel impulse to study it, just to read without any technical background. It's graspable. It's something that you can enjoy no matter what your background is. It's attractive to sciences and to humanities. It has rich and old history. It's a discipline in itself, the history of astronomy. It has given shape to the philosophical thinking of civilizations, answering the most, well, at least addressing the most fundamental questions of what we are, where do we come from, where we are going. And wherever there has been culture, there has been art, and there has been astronomy. And that's true for all places and for all ages. It is linked in the modern times to the drama of space exploration, to going outside our planet. So astronomy is what we find when we go out of the boundaries of our own planet, when we are in space.
After the panel discussion, we met Maria Ignacia Edwards for an interview. First, she introduces herself.
I'm Maria Edwards. I am artist. My work it's inspired by science, daily life, but
a lot of poetry, music. For me, make art, it's more like an attitude that you have in your daily routines. It's not looking for something special, it's something relative to that I try to explain in the talk. It's more be open to the encounters. And my work, it's arise about the encounters. So for me, it's very important, for example, the daily routines in bicycle, the thing that I make in my studio. I am open to things appear, and then with these encounters, they allow me to build my work with this piece that I keep and I collect, and then I try to find a new order and new meaning of these things, organizing and working with the space, with the balance, with levitation. For me, art, it's relative to the live the experience and try to share this experience in the process.
So we talked before a little bit, you said art was in your life from the start. It has to stick together. Yes. So when did you get to the point where it was interesting for you to use science to make art?
It's funny because it's not something that I proposed, like, okay, now I'm gonna use science. It's just in some point, I don't know why, many of the projects that I have been involved, it's relative to science, so it's something appear very spontaneously. In some interview, another interview, they asked me what kind of mathematical theory I use or equation, and it's more like what I can do with my own body and in my own experimentation. At the end, everything is relative. I'm always be very interesting about the stars and about fractal geometry, because I relate this like the relation of the universe, but how this you can reduce in a simple mechanism or structure in your daily routines, in the travel that you make, in the point that connecting. And finally, it's like try to make a constellation with all the action that I make in my life, with all the things that I encounter, with all the people with I meet. So it's like try to have a reflection and trace a map with all this gesture.
Yeah, you also lived in New York for a couple of years. How was this experience for you to live there? Maybe what was different from New York to Chile, maybe also cultural or in the art scene?
New York was a great experience, most of nothing because you are nobody there, so nobody knows you, and you can be approached to many different cultures, to many different thinkings, and also it's some place very stimulated, but sometimes it's like como un arma de doble filo, because sometimes it's hard to be focused when you have so many stimulation. So I think when you are in a place with so many things happen in the same time and very fast, you should be very like conscious in what you really want to go for and working hard. And I think that it's good for keep your mind clear and try to, in all this noise, find the silence for create.
During the year 2012, you performed an individual exhibition called In Between. Do you want to tell us more about that, maybe?
This was a beautiful experience. I was in New York when a curator from Mexico called me and he invited me to present Chile in this festival. I go there without too many expectative of nothing, just I bring my work and try to understand the place. And it was a very interesting place because for that the name of the exhibition in between was the frontier between Mexico and United States, and was very like hard place with many problem and with many like narcotráfico, and it's a place where people are like in a nowhere. So I put in between because for me it's very inspiring, this space where in between things, sometimes the best idea of the best moment or the best things happen when you don't expect nothing or when you don't go for nothing. It's like, for example, in between your studio and the meeting that you have, in the travel of these 2 points, something arises that you don't expect, and this piece can be the beginning of some great work. Yeah. So for that, for me, was a very nice, because it's like the relation between this idea of the things when appear when you are doing nothing, like when you are really open to the experience.
So what are some other main themes maybe which you work on in your artistic work, because you had exhibitions all around the world already, so maybe you want to tell us about some main themes which are interesting the most to you in your art.
It's about something that I repeat all the time, but it's more live the experience and try to be open, because I think just if you are open, things happen, and living the experience and then try to share this experience in the most honestly way that you can, and don't try to give like a answer of something, a theory, just open a space for speculation, for imagination, for give the other complete the work. So I just try to translate the experience in the place that I can show. So for that, my exhibition always have different like clues that you can approach to the work. It's not just like one piece, it's also composed of the blackboards where I make all my reflection, when it's like my notebook, but showing like open. Also, I'm used to show my table work with all the things that I collect, and then it's transforming in something else. My work, finally, it's the result of many pieces that can coexist in one space or in one unified universe.
So would you say if you are just open-minded and your eyes are open, the inspiration comes to you?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
So now you have an exhibition here in Linz at Ars Electronica Center. What is there to see?
The piece that you can see in Ars Electronica, it's a mobile instrument, which the idea is create of 11 mobile pieces that they are swings, which is going to be sending to 11 different countries, and also a piano, who is the like the soundbox, which capture all the movement of the distant movement of this piece, and traduce the distance in different notes and trying to create an harmony. But it's about this, trace a map constellation connecting this distant point with this piece of the instrument, like isolate piece, where you can hear in some place, in one place, who is here in Linz.
And you also can sit on a swing yourself in Ars Electronica Center and try it.
Yeah. So the idea of the swing, it's have a lot also of drawing in the space. I am inspired by the Pythagoras theory that say we come from the start, we falling from the start, and the only hope for go up again, it's repeat the order of the universe with using the mathematics, like not like musical notes. The swing are the metaphor of this falling. So the lines of the swing of the string are the projection line in the space of the stars. So when you are swinging, it's an intent of go to somewhere but to nowhere, because it's just the time of contemplate the stars, the universe, the space, the air, the time, Don't do nothing, just enjoy and be lightly and have this and be involved in this ring of swinging, like it's similar to the breath. It's something like that.
Yeah, so now you did a residency at ESO. How was the time for you?
It was really a great experience. Be in the observatory, it's make you feel like you're the real dimension that you have in the universe, in the world, in the space. And also was very inspiring, share with the people there, with the astronomer. And the interesting is I feel very relate the search of the astronomer with the search of the artist, because they don't looking for something very concrete. It's more to open a possibility, open a space, and try to get the most understanding of things that happen and why they happen. But it's something never end, like the search of the artist, like you search all the time. So it's like you don't have a point where you go and you get something. It's just open a new possibility, and when you get this new possibility, it's open 10 more. So it's like the understanding of things. When the astronomer discover a galaxy, they discover this galaxy, but discovered like close this galaxy, there are many phenomena that they doesn't know before. So it's like it's open and open and open. So it's very similar, I think, and the feeling of loneliness, but it's not loneliness, it's more solitude, because it's a search that you should be involved with yourself, and it's the only way for have a true understanding of things.
You also got an award with the Anna Prize Art for Science. What does this mean to you, and what prize is this exactly? Maybe you can tell us a little bit about it.
It's something I didn't expect. I applied for this, but just like making the exercise. And when I get it, it was for me like a gift and a proof that all my search that I have been, I have looking or I have doing to all my career, it's like a good proof that I am in the good way. So it was pretty nice.
How do you see the relationships between art and science?
It's funny because I think all have relation. It's for me, it's not something separate. Science work a lot with mathematics. Science is music. For me, science it's creativity also. It's the way that you approach of things. The science process for me, like I say before, it's pretty similar for the artist process or for my own artist process. I make a research, I have like an idea, a light, that I don't know if it's true. I don't work with certain things, with things it's are proof. It's just the speculation and the intuition that something can be like this. And then it's coming all this research, all the time of observing, for example, the astronomy, the time of observation, it's pretty important. So I think it's very similar. Just in my case, I don't know if all artists work like this, but for me, it's something very close. Maybe I am very, like, I have the rigor, like the scientifics, and I have this step, like I have an idea, I have a light, and I go and I open to for the encounters and for try to understand this, and then I get some new idea, but I never finish, and it's like a continuous searching and looking for something.
This was the second part of the Art and Science radio broadcast at Radio Froh. You heard parts of a lecture and interview with Maria Ignacia Edwards and also Fernando Camarón from ESO. In the next radio show, you will hear parts of a lecture and interview with Semiconductor, and also an interview with Monika Bello from CERN. Microphone, Sarah Praschek
and Jernea Savitz.
Art and Science.
A radio broadcast about the European Digital Art and Science Network.